This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 344 for Monday, April 10th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE Canola futures are higher in choppy trading on Monday as trading resumes following the Easter holiday. With the final settlement still pending, the May canola contract gains $4.10 at $775.50 per ton, and the July contract rises $6.90 at $754.90 per ton. An analyst says there are still large quantities of short positions in the nearby May canola contract that need to be dealt with. Also, the analyst says there's precipitation in the forecast for much of the western prairies this week. However, southern parts of Alberta and Saskatchewan could see spring planting begin this week or next. The rest of the region is about a month away from seeding getting started. After earlier gains, the Chicago soy complex is now lower, Malaysian palm oil is mixed, and trading in European rapeseed is closed for Easter Monday. Small losses in global crude oil prices are putting a little bit of pressure on the vegetable oils. The Canadian dollar slips to 74.01 U.S. cents on Monday compared to Thursday's close of 74.19. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is set to issue its April supply and demand estimates tomorrow at 11 a.m. CDT. The trade believes ending stocks are to be lowered slightly for U.S. corn and soybeans, with wheat up a little. There are questions as to how low the USDA goes under 30 million tons for Argentina soybeans. The USDA reports export inspections of soybeans for the week ending April 6th well exceed 669,000 tons, up almost 39% from a week ago. Outbound movements of corn slide to about 805,000 tons, down nearly 27%. At more than 335,000 tons, wheat export inspections nearly double from last week. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Monday. The May contract gives up a nickel at $14.87 per bushel. May soy oil is down a pinch at 54.48 U.S. cents per pound. May soy meal is down $3.60 at $450.70 per short ton. Corn is higher, with its May contract gaining 10.5 cents at $6.54 per bushel. Oats are higher, with its May contract nudging up a quarter cent at 340 and a half. The U.S. wheat complex is higher as well, as Chicago May tacks on 3 cents at 678 and a half. Kansas City May adds 11 and a half cents at 876. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis May advances 3 cents at 875. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday, April 10th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.